Hey guys, welcome back to the IMHO Reviews channel. Today we're going to talk about Envato Elements, an all-in-one platform for creatives of all levels, from beginners to professionals. Are the downloads really unlimited? Why do some people complain about licensing terms? And is Envato Elements as good as everyone is raving about? Let's find out. Like many creators, I initially purchased an Envato Elements subscription because of its low price and a huge library. The cost of Envato Elements is almost half the price compared to some of its competitors like Storyblocks. At the same time, they have a much bigger variety of assets. I'm going to be honest with you here. For a long time, I actually preferred Storyblocks to Envato Elements, simply because they had a bigger video library and offered a better license. However, ever since Storyblocks changed their prices, I realized that it's just not worth it to pay that much more money for a service that has fewer assets and often lacks in quality, especially when it comes to images. Plus, now Envato Elements has a much better video library, which is what I mainly use it for. The price of Envato Elements is $33 for a monthly subscription and $198 for an annual one, which comes down to just $16.50 per month. Now, not many people know that, but if you're a student, you can get a subscription for $11.50 per month. All you have to do to get this discount is verify your student email address on the subscription page. Envato Elements subscription grants unlimited access to all assets in the library, like stock footage, motion graphics, music, sound effects, graphic templates, photos, fonts, and so much more. There is also an impressive library of video templates, including After Effects, Premiere Pro, Final Cut Pro, Apple Motion, recently added DaVinci Resolve, and thousands of WordPress themes and plugins. There are literally millions of assets to choose from, so running out of content is not something that I ever have to worry about. Envato Elements' website says that there are no per-asset fees or usage limits, and you can use the asset in as many projects as you like. Sounds pretty cool, right? There are, however, some restrictions, which we will talk about in a few moments. Oh, and did you know that Envato Elements offers a free trial, which is almost unheard of among stock footage sites these days? Storyblocks used to be the only other company to offer a free trial, but they removed it a couple of years ago. A free trial is a great way to try Envato Elements out before committing to a subscription. It gives access to all content in the library for 7 days. During that time, you can download as many assets as you need and decide whether you like the service and want to continue with a paid subscription. I get a lot of questions about the Envato Elements license, so let me explain really quick how it works. At first, it may seem a bit confusing, and even though in reality it's very simple, there are a few important things that you do need to know about. You have to license every asset that you are planning to use in your projects. This process is straightforward and takes just a few clicks. Before you download an asset, you have an option to license it right away, or download it without the license, in case you are not sure if you will use it. To start licensing your assets, you'll need to log into your account and navigate to the License tab. There, you'll see a list of all of your assets. Clicking on an asset will take you to its license page. You need to re-license items for every project, and that's the part that many people don't like, because in order for you to continue using items in new projects, you need to keep your subscription active. However, everything that you download and license whilst your subscription is active is yours to keep forever. You just can't reuse the items in future projects if you cancel your subscription. As for me, when I download items, I license them right away, as it helps save time. In the past, I didn't use all of these assets I downloaded. But as it turns out, Envato Elements pays creators for every downloaded and licensed items. And there is a rule against inappropriate downloading, meaning admins might look into your account manually if they see any suspicious activity. And speaking of downloads, Envato Elements' website claims that they offer unlimited downloads, but is it really true? Their policy indicates that you must only download items if you intend to use them. So even though the downloads are really unlimited, you cannot share your account with other people, use any bots to download content, and should respect the fair use policy, which clearly states that you can't have a stockpile of assets, and you can only license items for ongoing projects. So basically, while the downloads are unlimited, the licensing of assets is limited to your personal workload at the current moment. All the assets in the Envato Elements library are royalty-free. This means that you can use them in your personal and commercial projects. I use Envato Elements for all of my projects, and for my clients as well. Another common question is whether you can use Envato Elements on platforms like YouTube and TikTok. And the answer is yes, absolutely. Yes, you certainly can. The only restriction is that you are not allowed to use music for streaming on YouTube, Facebook, and other live streaming platforms, or for broadcast and television. You can also sell products that you create using Envato Elements, such as t-shirts, if you add value to the item by customizing it or incorporating it into a larger design. So basically, you can sell your work as long as the original files you downloaded are not the end product, nor can they be extracted from the end product. The same rules apply to physical products that you create and digital ones that you sell on platforms like Fiverr or to your clients. And what happens if you decide to cancel your Envato Elements subscription? Well, first of all, you can do it at any time. Your account will remain active until the end of the current billing period, and you will continue to have access to all content. Envato Elements generally does not offer refunds. However, if you are not satisfied with your purchase, you may be able to request a refund within 14 days of the date of purchase, but the chances of you getting it are slim to none, unless required by applicable laws. For instance, if you just say that you couldn't find the content that you needed, you obviously won't get a refund. Also, if you sign up for a free trial and decide not to continue with the subscription, just cancel your membership before the trial ends to avoid any charges. Another thing that I wanted to talk about is Envato Market, which people often confuse with Envato Elements. They are, however, two very different platforms. Envato Market is a marketplace where you can buy and sell creative assets, while Envato Elements is a subscription service that gives you unlimited access to creative assets. So, which one is better? Envato Market is great if you need a specific and very high quality asset for your project. You can browse through the marketplace and find exactly what you need. The quality is superb, but it can be expensive if you need to purchase several assets. Envato Elements is perfect if you need a lot of assets for your projects. It can save you a lot of money in the long run, especially if you are a freelance designer or developer who often works on multiple projects. So if you just need a couple of assets, then yes, Envato Market is a good choice. Otherwise, I would suggest that you look into Envato Elements. Okay, so is there anything better than Envato Elements? Well, obviously that depends on your needs and your budget. For me, Envato Elements is the best service for stock footage, images, music, and video templates. And if I want a new font, or a Photoshop template, or even a WordPress theme, I can also get it here. And it's a huge bonus to have everything in one place. It saves me both time and money. I do also have subscriptions to other services like Storyblocks, Motion Array, and ArtGrid, and each of them is good for different reasons. But if I had to choose one, I would go with Envato Elements because of the price, the quality of content, and the number of assets that they add to the library daily. Plus, none of the other services offer such a wide array of assets.